Kalumburu residents say they are frustrated with poor mobile coverage and slow service. The little community in the far north Kimberley got small cell satellite coverage about a year ago with Optus through the federal government's Black Spot program. Maria Leveson, the CEO of Kalumburu Community, thinks the service isn't coping with demand. And Sanchez Charles, who works in the community's resource centre, explained to Hugo Ricard-Bell what the problem is.
We definitely have been having problems with the Optus mobile coverage out here. We've had several times where there's been no coverage at all. And there's also been times as well, pretty much since we've got the mobile coverage here, it's been very slow service.
Do you know what the capacity of the service is? Like how many people can use their phone at once before it crashes?
I think it's 30 to 50.
30 to 50.
And yeah, if everybody gets on it at the same time, that's when it seems to slow down. I've been told by community members that on payday, when everyone gets credit and they're all on the phone, that's when it starts to slow down.
Maria, what were the major changes you noticed in your community once the coverage came in?
Me personally, I saw a big change. Like, you know, we don't have a lot of people hanging around the public telephone now to use the phone. People are outside on their lawn talking to family and friends on their mobile phones.
Would you say that's quite a positive impact?
Oh, most definitely. It is a positive. You know, people can talk to their family and friends in their own private homes now. As before, they needed to either come and use the phone at the resource centre or at the corporation office, or they'd all line up at the public telephone.
How could the government improve the situation for Kalumburu?
I think it just needs to widen the coverage, and I think it needs to increase its capacity, you know, like maybe 4G or 5G. Maybe we need posture to be introduced here as well so that people have options.
What happens exactly when you use your phone?
For example, I could search something up on Google. It will take a minute to about 10 minutes to actually load something up. Or sometimes it just does not work at all and it'll say you're not connected to the internet.
Yeah, so it's almost not worth using at all, is it?
Yep, and it really pretty much chews up all our data because, you know, we spend most of it trying to search and trying to use the internet and all our data go towards that, whereas when there is a good day that the coverage is working, then we ran out of data.
Would you say that this service has met the expectations that your community had for it, or has it been quite a disappointing system?
Yeah, I reckon about 50-50, because it's definitely helped us be in contact with family and friends outside of the community.
Sanchez, how does the poor coverage affect your work and family life?
So I do not use my my mobile phone for work purposes unless I am working off-site. So I work off-site every 2 months where I'll spend a week away from my workplace, and I will, that's normally in Broome or Kununurra, and I'll use that to call back my workplace to send emails and all that. So being in Kununurra, Broome, the coverage there is pretty good. It's just back here in Kalumburu, it's pretty slow.
Yeah, and so talking to family then obviously would be where you mainly feel that you experience the limitations of the Optus coverage?
Yeah, most definitely. Like sending a text message. Like there's even times where, you know, I'd like to share a photo with a family member, but I can't share photos with them.
That is Sanchez Charles, who works in the Kalumburu Resource Centre, and also Maria Leveson, the CEO of the Kalumburu Community, both speaking to Hugo Ricard-Bell. Optus told ABC Kimberley in a statement that it acknowledges the capacity limitations at Kalumburu and said it's working with the West Australian government to upgrade the site to a 4G network. Optus said funding has been approved and upgrades will start once the road into Kalumburu is accessible. The problem isn't just Kalumburu's, however. Further down the Gibb River Road, El Questro Station was also included in the 3G rollout via satellite. Operations manager Sophie Gannon says there are problems with slow service at the station, especially at the height of the tourist season.
Over here at the station, up to 800 campers in season, 110 staff I think they have over here. Basically, it's impossible to get on. You can make a phone call every now and then, I guess when everyone's out for the day, but of the evening, it's really quite difficult to, you know, make a connection, I guess, with phone calls or even just internet access as well.
Do you know the capacity of the tower? You know, basically like how many people can go online before it crashes and that sort of thing?
You know, at the start of, right about now, I can use my phone just perfect, but there's only about six of us here on site. I'd say you'd get to, maybe May or April. That's when you start seeing difficulties, I guess. I remember, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you wouldn't be able to make a phone call for about an hour and a half, or you wouldn't be able to get online, and then it would come back on at about six or something for maybe 10 minutes, and yeah, so it just chops and changes, I guess. It depends on how many people have the Optus service. I noticed Telstra is actually really good. Telstra is only operating in a small cell area, I think that's what they call it. So if you have a 4G or 4G compatible phone or tablet, then you'll be able to make phone calls and text messages, but I find that really fast. I've got my tablet, which is Telstra, and my phone, which is Optus, and I haven't had an issue with the Telstra one yet.
Have you found any limitations, or has there been any effect on the safety side of things, you know, making an emergency call if need be or anything like that yet?
Oh, absolutely not. We were so lucky just to even get it out here. It's always, we had roaming Wi-Fi, which was our only point of contact for, you know, the staff and guests to use. So that was paid Wi-Fi, and I think it started at about $5 for 100 megabytes. So no one really had phone service here beforehand, so it's just a little bit of a perk, I guess, out here now. But we've always had landline phones for emergencies and things, and radios and everything like that. So it wouldn't have affected any sort of emergency at all.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Have you got any, I guess, positive feedback on the Optus Tower, or has it been quite disappointing based on the poor service?
I don't know. I've worked remote for the last 7-8 years now, so it's just, I don't know, it is what it is, and it's I don't really care too much if I do or don't have it, I guess, but it is just nice for a nice little thing to be able to offer the staff and let them have that little piece of home and be able to make the phone calls. So it would be better, obviously, if there was better reception and not as many dropouts, but yeah, unfortunately, fortunately, we do actually have the service to offer people around here. I guess the only thing for Optus, the staff would here most likely be changing over to Telstra, so they'd probably lose a little bit more business than gain any.
That is Sophie Gannon, operations manager based at Emma Gorge Resort, which is part of El Questro, and speaking to Hugo Ricard Bell about the 3G Optus service. And at peak season at LQ, 800 campers and 100 staff, she said, you're not getting online or making a phone call anytime soon.